2. Fragments. They have crucified titans along the ultimate wall. Smoke, powder thick and as dark as rancid meat, flows sideways across the sky. In places, the bodies of the dead are so numerous they look like sacks of grain stacked after harvest. The corpse mounds have changed the contours of the ground. On the Canis Causeway, in what would have been the shadow of the Lionsgate Wall, Maximus Thane yells to be heard above the endless howl of firestorms and shelling, and draws the Astartes of 22nd Exemplars into repulse formation exactus. There is no cover. They lock brace shields that are now grey with ash. Thane's tactical sensorium counts barely 70 men left in his company. He tells himself the device is broken. The display is cracked and wires swing loose. It shows him 900 enemy tracks on the causeway alone. He orders himself to believe it is broken. Inside the Lion's Gate, the upper parts of which are entirely missing, lynched night engines of House Viridian hang like game, trussed in spools of razor wire and hooked from ramparts. Waste fluid, oil, coolant, blood, drools from their mangled cockpit faces. The traitor host boils in like a tidal spate, through broken gates, through breached walls, across the oblique slopes of once vertical ramparts. They are gleaming scarab black, horned and howling. A flash flood surge, they pour through gaps, through fissures and cleft walls, beneath arches and along once golden avenues. They are deformed things. Remade men, remade again. Tusked ogres, scimitar obscenities, warrior beasts with heads like whale skulls or skinned elk. They spill like a mudslide into the last untouched sanctum of the palace. Abaddon, once the first captain to whom all others aspired, is among them, both leading them and carried forward by the torrent. He is made destroyer, despoiler of worlds and life, arch-mythoclast. He will tear everything down, all the legends and structures and orders, even his own myth, which he once so proudly forged. He will cast off his hard-won glory and replace it with a new one, more glorious and far more terrible. He yells to his men. His words are no longer human. They understand him, anyway.